Welcome back to Shoujo, the anime recap and discussion podcast where I, Sarah, introduce my friend Joe to Shoujo anime series. Our current series that we're covering is Chihaya Furu Season 2, Episodes 4 through 6. And so if you guys haven't started watching it yet, you know, watch that and then get back to us here. Or if you're just here to listen to us two randos talk about the things we've been doing in our lives and then aren't here for the anime.
Well, we do recap it. I don't know how that's good true. The recap is if you along. Don't watch it.
That's a good point.
I feel like Chihaya Furu specifically is a little bit harder because I'm like, yeah, anyway, they play Karda, yep. And it's like, that's like 10 minutes of animation, but I just say that in one line.
Yeah, it's a much more visual, like, not dialogue heavier dialogue that helps depict the scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're
here on a 3-day weekend.
I had a 4-day weekend.
Wow.
We have a Friday of the month off. And so if there's like a already long weekend, we'll put it on that to make it longer. So I never do anything fun with my long weekends. I just do more of the same. But that's still nice.
I mean, that's not bad.
What have you been up to for your long weekend, Joe? Or just your previous week?
I keep hanging out with people, but everybody wants to get dinner. So I keep getting dinner, but then I have all this leftover food and then I just can't eat it. Because Everybody keeps on, like, I'm going to get dinner tonight with somebody. Like, why do I keep getting dinner? And then my dad's going to come visit me in a couple of days. And so, like, we'll be going out to eat then. So it's like, I'm never going to have time to eat any of this food. And it's going to just go bad in my refrigerator.
You have to eat all of it at the restaurant.
Just bring it with me.
Just get little salads.
Hey, can you reheat this for me? Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for some reason that keeps happening. So I've gone out to eat a lot and will continue to do so. I watched It Chapter 2. I have a friend that I was watching
for the
It.
First time.
No, this was the second time. So we'd watched part one like forever ago, but I'd already seen it. I'd already seen both of them for some reason. And then we watched Chapter 2. It was my second time seeing it. I didn't like it the first time because it's a long movie and I don't like how it doesn't really stand up on its own and it keeps doing flashbacks to kids stuff that you didn't see in the first movie because that it just like doesn't really work as a story without any of the kids stuff, which I thought was weird. But I was pretty impressed with everybody's with all of the acting of like you have to act like this kid did. You have to like vaguely kind of look like and then act like the way they did. And I think they did a pretty good job, especially Stan.
That's the one with Bill Hader in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched those as well. I like the first one a lot. It's because it's very similar vibes to Stranger Things, or I just like seeing kids in like an era I didn't get to experience, and then cool like eerie things happening at the same time is fun.
I couldn't hang with Stranger Things for some reason. I watched the first season and then I started watching season two and I'm
good.
Like, I can't do it.
I would say just the first one's, you know, the first one's really good. So
yeah,
if that's all you watch, that's fine.
TV show's too long.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Well, I feel like, what is it like, only like more serious shows like that go too long? Do we like it when like little sitcoms go longer? Because those are just smaller.
Sitcoms are usually shorter. They're usually like 30 minutes.
Are they? Oh. Yeah. No, I mean like season length. Like,
oh, I mean,
a number of episodes.
I guess so. Like, there's something about hour long TV shows where if it's not cut in a way that's like interesting, or like they're not really putting all into like creating like a specific vibe or like doing some kind of interesting character work, it's excruciating for me. Like, there's some shows I can watch
like they're
and I'm
not
like, oh,
utilizing
okay,
the time well.
Yeah, because if you watch the ones that are like, oh, everyone likes this one, like if I watch Mad Men or if I watch The Sopranos or if I watch, you know, something that's like acclaimed or whatever, I'm like, oh yeah, this is great, I can watch an hour of this no problem. Like, I could watch two episodes of these in a row. But if I watch just like whatever hour long TV show on Netflix, I'm like, this is painful. This is painful to me to watch. And it's like, if I'm like, if someone's wanting to like watch a show with me and we do a whole episode and I'm like, we need to stop. They'll like put on the next one. I'm like, no, I need to like get up and go do something.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what that's about. You know, something about, I don't know what about the show is, but it's, there's like some shows I can sit through the whole thing. And there's other shows I'm like, I cannot believe this is this long.
Well, some people don't have like a lot of hobbies and the TV shows their only hobby. So they need it to take up more time.
Yeah, but it's not good. This is the thing. It's like the TV show is just like, it feels like it's just wasting a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know how to describe why I'm not into it. Like this happened when I was watching the live action One Piece with like my friends. They wanted to watch that. And I'm like, this show is so boring.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's based off an action series and action is supposed to be fast paced. But and then if you stretch it out with if you stretch it out like Luffy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It isn't as good.
It's not as good.
Although, I guess, I mean, yeah, the episodes are short, but also half the episode at the beginning of One Piece is recapping. So is that still happening in One Piece that's coming out now?
No, well,
or did they cut that out?
It's notoriously a problem on certain arcs. arcs go just fine. Like, I'll watch stuff with like One Piece or whatever where they cut it down. And some of those just like are not that changed from the original. But some arcs especially are. So like Dressrosa, for example, extremely cut down, like extremely long, terrible, like just
One Piece.
Yeah.
Where do you watch? What is that?
It's
just
like
a
fan done thing.
Okay.
You could find that somewhere. But yeah, so that one. Extremely long and like overdoing it. Wano apparently also, like a lot of the newer ones are like extremely long, and that's because like you need to give yourself time to catch up with the manga or like to have some runway for that. And also you got to make this every week, so you can't make that much new animation every week because the time schedule is crunched, so they end up I don't know, not having that much new stuff per episode. It's kind of brutal.
Uh-huh.
It's bad. People have been better about this newest one, so I'm assuming it's not happening. I've stopped watching the anime like a long time ago, and now I'm just reading it.
Gotcha.
So I don't know.
Well, and anything else going down in Joe Town?
I don't think so. Not that I can really remember, I guess. I'm playing some games. I'm almost done with Thousand Times Resist. I'll probably talk about that when I finish it, though.
Okay. I have a game to recommend you that seamlessly transitions into what I've been up to.
Okay.
That game Fantasy Life that I've like for months been like, oh, when this comes out, we should play it together. I don't know if you'll like it, but like I don't know if it's addictive, but like I just like playing it. Like it's comforting to play, and because it's like cozy, but it's got combat and it's got like a plot and stuff in a world to explore, and you're super adorable, and I just can't stop playing it. I have it on my Steam Deck, and so I like have Survivor running on the TV, and then I have the game music off and I'm playing that while I'm watching Survivor, so I get to like multitask. And it's so, I like, because you can do multiplayer. I haven't played with anyone yet, but it's just so cute. And I'm trying to think if it's like grindy. Like you wouldn't have to grind to progress in the story. It's more so, I think, if you like want to, because you have like these different professions, basically. Like cook or blacksmith or you know, like a mercenary and stuff. And so you like can level up those to unlock better skills and stuff. But like, I don't think it's necessary to do that to go through the story, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more optional, but I'm loving it. Fantasy Life. I think it's Fantasy Life, the girl who steals time.
Yeah, that's
the full
name.
That's
what it looks like.
Yeah. So that's what I've been mostly doing this week. I saw the movie Friendship last night with, oh dear God. Is it Rob Willett? Nope.
I've never heard of this.
It's got
oh, Tim
Paul
Robinson.
Rudd and,
oh
yeah, him. It's not playing in all theaters, and I can tell you because it's a weird It's a weird one. It's weird. I did not.
Did you not like it?
Like,
do you like
it?
Tim Robinson?
I didn't like actively hate it. Well, I've never watched anything he's been on, but I see all the like clips from that one like sketch show thing he's on, and those are all really funny.
Oh, okay.
But it was like almost scary. This, I was like, is this gonna turn into like a horror movie or something? Because it was just bizarro. But
I should see this.
Yeah.
Should I see this?
So I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on it. Maybe you like it more than
maybe
I do.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, it's got the kid from Shazam, the one who's the friend who turns into Adam Brody in his transformed version.
Okay.
Yeah, so I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, I did an interview for work. My first like little interview kind of with the press thing.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that was cool. I know, right? I think I posted a link in the Discord, but... yeah, I thought that was fun. And then also I got invited to do be a part of a panel at TwitchCon. So maybe if that works, I'll do that. Because then I'll be like, look at me freaking talking.
Yeah.
Talking. So I'm like, ooh, maybe I'm getting more recognition for my work right now.
That's good. Do you feel like doing this podcast has helped you talk a lot?
I think so. I think the streaming has helped a lot. Because I'm trying to think... like in college and stuff, you know, doing like presentations and stuff was not like ideal for me, but yeah, I don't know. I guess in like recent years I've gotten, or I'm like so confident in like knowing like the work we do that's easy to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think so. The like, you know, the kind of like, you know, in the, I like live stream because then I don't have to edit it. And it's just like, I just got to make sure nothing terrible happens during it.
Uh-huh.
And then editing is like, you know, if you mess up, you can change it. But because I like, apparently there's questions like ahead of time to look at, but I didn't get those in time. So I was just winging it.
Yeah.
But I think I did pretty good. I do. It is hard when you watch it and you say like or a lot,
right?
It's like stop saying that.
Yeah, you just have to get used to that.
Uh-huh.
I've like given so many like doing a PhD or whatever, I've gotten like so many presentations on things that now I can just like, yeah, I'll just go up and say stuff, it's fine, like whatever.
Yeah,
I've just done enough, given enough presentation at this point that I'm like, yeah, I'll just go up and say some things here, try not to say and all the time. Honestly, just stop talking. I have had times when I was giving a presentation and I'm just like out of things to say and I just stop talking and I'm like, well,
well, because with the presentation, I'm maid of honor, and so I'm gonna have this maid of honor speech at my sister's wedding, and
right,
my sister's like, have you prepared? And I'm like, I'd rather just wing it. And she's like, at least like have a bullet list or something, because I think it's more like doing a presentation, it's like you got to make sure you hit all the points. But I'm like, brain will just like skip a section and then I miss a part or something. So I like just, but also, right, where I interrupt myself constantly.
Yeah.
And pivot to something totally different and then never come back to the other thing. So I don't know. My biggest thing is like, no embarrassing stories about her, you know, which is like, you know, I'm fond of all the stories where she's been clumsy or, this or that, but, and I also don't like being super like feely, so
this is a wedding speech.
I'll lean more into humor, but I don't want to be all like, oh god, I boo-hooed at my mom's wedding, I hope I don't cry at hers.
You should,
but
just stand up and burst into tears. And that should be the whole speech.
God, we'll see, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah, I've come a long way. Like pre-Subway job, like crippling anxiety doing interviews and stuff. And then once you're like on the job, I felt, you know, and I'm very much like, oh, you know, I got to do things. I'm a good worker. So like, then you just like put in situations where you have to, you know, overcome for the sake of the job. And so I think just all the different jobs I've done.
Yeah. Comfort zone. You're out
of
it.
It's like... Yes. Well, because like I know someone who, you know, like I kind of grew up with, and we were very similar as kids, and now I see, like, oh, if I hadn't really overcome it, that's what I would have been, a much more reserved, like, smaller world around me. But I get to, and not that I'm like super going out and doing
you're
stuff,
so worldly.
But like, I don't think I'm like super. I don't know. Like,
this is good. This is character development.
Yes. Well, and yeah, like the last year or two has like put me in situations where I've had to, like, I have to address things I super don't want to, and then. Yeah, just the more you have to do stuff, the easier it gets the next time. Sorry, this is, I don't know what this turned into.
That's good. We'll just, like, go through your resume. Get your career path planned out. We're having like a little career counseling. Uh-huh.
I'm going to crush it at the game of life board game. I've only played it once. I'll demolish that game now.
Okay.
I played a game called Smart Ass. That was fun because I like games where it's like I get to be a know-it-all.
Sounds like the perfect game for you then.
Or when we played Pictionary, like,
uh-huh.
I think, okay, we need, I don't know, there's no Pictionary tournaments, but I think we're a good pair at Pictionary. Sadly, we weren't on the team that much. So it'd be like, I know what it is, but I'm not on your team, yeah. So I can't say.
I feel like it's like that when you play games like that, where it's like you always connect with the person who you're not on the team with.
Yes.
So it's just, you're just frustrated the whole time.
Well, because there's like very, you know, the straightforward things to draw, to depict something. But then, like, you know, we like consume very similar things. And so I feel like we like jump to a different thing to depict it than maybe a normal
uh-huh.
person would.
That, yeah, that may be true.
Like the sirens.
Yeah.
That's, I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
Or instead of a fire truck or something, Joe drew like a mermaid.
Yeah, 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 like a mythological siren. We all know this. This is common knowledge. Everybody knows that that's what a siren looks like. They sing little songs.
I loved it. It's so funny.
It'll lash yourself.
My family did not get it.
The mast, yeah.
Yep. Lord. Okay, yep.
I guess we have to talk about the show at some point, huh?
Yep. Joe!
How are your feelings about those episodes?
I should have my notes out. I'm like,
you should have your notes out.
I'll tell
just
you
top
when
line.
We get through
top
it.
Top line, what are your feelings?
Fine.
All right.
Fight.
All right, let's I guess we'll get into it then. On these fine episodes. Mm-hmm. But first, I'm going to talk about some voice actors. We didn't do that last time. And we have two new characters. I guess they're like the only two new characters. Huh. Is that true?
Of note.
Yeah, that's true. Of note. So the voice actress for Sumire is Megumi Han. She is the voice of Momiji Soma from Fruits Basket.
Oh.
Which is like the little rabbit.
The little tiger one.
Or the, yeah.
Oh, no, you're right.
Is it the rabbit
JK.
One? Okay.
Nope,
I just looked at the Wikipedia.
Right, the
I don't know.
Boy.
I haven't watched that far in Fruits Basket before. Also the voice of Akko from Little Witch Academia, the main chick. This is why I was saying that, like, you look at the IMDb and it's like, oh, here are their top things. And then you scroll down and it's actually like way bigger stuff that just isn't mentioned in their most notable stuff. The voice of Obito Uchiha in Naruto Shippuden.
Oh.
A pretty important
for Sumire?
Yeah.
It's a chick playing?
I guess so.
And I haven't watched the Japanese version, but
I haven't either, but that's how it's listed on this.
Okay. Yeah, big character. Big giant character.
Yep. Also the voice of Gon Freecss in 2011 Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe that isn't the number one thing.
For real?
That's why I scrolled down
happening?
And I was like, what?
That is peculiar.
Yep. And for me, she's the voice of Sayla Mass in Mobile Suit Gundam The Origin stuff. So she's new Sayla.
Okay.
For the other one, Tsukuba, he is voiced by Miyu Irino. Sorry, I said that weird. Who is the voice of Haku in Spirited Away. Because we're doing kid voices also. Long, long tenure. He is the voice of Ritsu Kageyama, which is the brother in Mob Psycho 100. He's the voice of Konshi Sugawara in Haikyuu, who's one of them.
Oh.
Do we know who that
is? Wait, which character? Sorry, say that again.
Konshi, I'm like searching it now so I can tell you who this person is. Sugawara.
Oh, he's the gray-haired one.
The gray-haired one.
He's cute with the little like mole by his
eye.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
the second string setter.
Mm-hmm. And for me, he's the voice of Sora in Kingdom Hearts, just the whole thing.
Okay.
So there we go.
I guess, I mean, when you played that, you played, I'm assuming as a kid, you played the English version. Did you ever play through it with the Japanese?
No, cast? I don't think those discs had the audio for it. Now the new one, like I got it on PC, it probably does, but those originals did not.
Okay.
I don't think.
Gotcha.
I remember
okay.
playing Final Fantasy 13 and there was like DLC where you could download the like Japanese.
Oh.
But it was like yeah. 30 gigs and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
All right.
Dang.
So there we go.
There we go.
New characters get voice actors who have longer resumes than I feel like some of the other ones we've had. So
Joe.
What?
Maybe this was a bad pick on my part. Because I'm like, I really like watching Chihaya Furu. Maybe it's just not as good to recap.
I mean, the recap's fine.
It's my bad.
Well, I just like, do we have any analysis? Like, we can just say what happens. But it's just like,
yeah,
I will talk about it. All right. So Chihaya Furu, season 2, episode 4 is called To Tell the People in the Capital That I Make for the Islands. It's a good name. I'm liking these poem startings and the ones from last season.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We open on Arata and his family praying at his grandfather's grave. His dad is extremely dismissive, and we learn that they had a bad relationship because he didn't care about Karada. This is apparently what also...
That's like...
Hmm?
I was going to say, if I had a kid and they didn't like video games, I'd be like, ugh.
Dude, he just like does like, not care about
what are you?
His grandfather, like his dad's grave. He's just like, whatever. Is it his dad or is it his father-in-law? Do we know?
I'm assuming it's probably his... No, it has to be his father since he's like, he didn't like me because I didn't play, which you wouldn't hold that against someone
yeah.
who's marrying into the family, I imagine.
Yeah, that's wild. Apparently, this is also what instigated Arata moving to Tokyo in the first place. Arata tells his parents that he hasn't been messaging Chihaya and Taichi very much recently, and he thinks about Chihaya and how he wants to see her again, and then he tells his parents that if he wins the regional championship, he's going to ask them for a favor. Which maybe you'll be like, hey,
what could that favor be?
Hey, parents, can I be in season 2 of Chihaya Furu, please? Can I be a character that shows up?
Well, I had a note. I'm like, because he had bought himself. I can't remember. Did he buy himself a phone or did Chihaya buy one for him? But he has the cutest, girliest little phone. It's like pink with like a cute floral like desk or wallpaper on it.
Oh, does
Arata,
he?
His phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
And his parents are like, or his dad's like, if you don't message them, they're going to forget about you. And he's like, I'm pretty sure they're not.
I'm pretty sure I cast a large like shadow that. Over them.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Like, dang. Yes.
We cut to Dr. Harada walking with two women from the Karada Society. They're going to cheer on the kids at the high school tournament. Dr. Harada comments that Taichi is going through a rough spot, but he doesn't really know why. He has the skills to be Class A. It's just kind of weird that he hasn't made it yet. And then one of the women comments that she's seen Taichi play, and her diagnosis is that he's super unlucky.
Poor guy.
Which I guess is true? Was that... It didn't really seem like what his problem was, but...
Well, right when him and Nishida... Went against each other when they were
That's
both
true.
Class B. They had
that
the luck of the draw mm-hmm. thing, and he didn't get his call. Yeah, so I think just...
That just like, keeps happening
stuff
to
like
him.
That. Well, and we see more examples of it in these episodes.
God, that is ridiculous. Back at the tournament, Sumire presents Taichi with a bunch of cookies she made herself, but he tells her that he doesn't like to eat anything solid before a match, and she's bummed. Oh, she's putting in so much work.
You think she actually made them?
Probably. She made it for Taichi.
This is... I guess so.
Dr. Harada shows up and tells the team that he isn't here for just them today. They're all like, what does that mean? And then he shows them the team, that team Mizusawa, coached by Tsubaguchi, the guy at the Karada Society that wanted more girls in his class, is here. Also, they're going to play in the next tournament. They grapple with this sudden challenger. We see team Mizusawa. It's four normal people and one weird girl. Tsubaguchi is like the has big new teacher energy is what I said here because he's like all pep.
Oh yeah, he's all jazzed up about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Totally mundane, and then one distinct character.
Yep. Tsubaguchi wishes Taichi good luck, but Taichi's worried because he knows that Tsubaguchi's like gonna take it super seriously. The other two women that came with Dr. Harada give Taichi good luck charms, which confuses him because he is not aware that that is his problem is luck. Then Dr. Harada tells him that an individual match is also a team match, which confuses Taichi. What could that mean? The next game starts. Taichi is paired against the weird girl. Chihaya's opponent is some guy who immediately hits on her. She gets all flustered, and we see that this is a deliberate tactic by Tsubaguchi, not so much to mess with Chihaya, who's going to lock in as soon as the game starts, but really a tactic to mess with Taichi, which seems to work.
Yeah, it's so good. Taichi clocks him immediately as the culprit for why that guy's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people hitting on other people at this tournament.
Yeah, that's true.
It just kind of keeps happening. What's going on here?
I'm surprised he hasn't gone against, because it's only Chihaya, or it's only like guys hitting on girls. There's no, but we see how like Taichi is popular chicks. I'm surprised we haven't seen like any of his female opponents just be like goo goo eyes at him during a match or something.
Yeah. This might be the only woman he's faced though. This chick who's like just being
really
weird.
Not.
I don't know. We didn't get to really see those first two games. So who knows?
No.
The game starts and we see that there's a new reader. He sucks at his job though and keeps screwing up the timing to read, and this is a problem for experienced players because they're used to the normal rhythm. Taichi tries to encourage Satomu and Kana as they play. Nishida and Chihaya are on their way to an easy win, but Taichi's having some trouble with his opponent. She's super weird and is doing like some like sorcery stuff or something. She's like casting spells or something, and he's like, what is happening? We get her backstory about how she always wanted to become Karada Queen, but she's weird and off-putting and nobody was into it like her. But then, like, Tsubaguchi shows up and she's like, oh, there's somebody who cares about this. How nice. At one point, we learn her name. I didn't write it down.
Nah, not important.
She keeps taking several cards against Taichi, and it appears that she's just kind of guessing and getting lucky. Dr. Harada notes that Taichi won't believe that his luck is just bad, and he's going to always think that he's just unskilled instead, which is going to cause him to self-doubt and spiral.
No, Taichi, no. You're so good.
Taichi surveys the field. Chihaya and Nishida have decent leads. Only Taichi is lagging behind. He tries to come up with a strategy while not thinking about how everyone has more talent than him, which is incredibly sad. I still feel bad for Taichi. Everybody is just more naturally talented than him.
I know! No, he's very skilled. Like, his memory is incredible. That's a great asset.
We see that he's sweating a lot. It's because the AC unit above him is broken. His luck is truly the worst. We're really leaning into, actually, he's just been unlucky this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's gotten worse. Dr. Harada.
Well, they're wearing the hakamas, which makes it even hotter.
That's true. They're wearing heavy clothes.
Than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Harada and Tsubaguchi talk about the game, and Tsubaguchi explains that their strategy is to split Taichi's attention by having him try to lead the team while also playing against an opponent that relies on luck to sow self-doubt. It's all a master plan, and Tsubaguchi comments that in the master match, he didn't really try his hardest, so he's trying to make up for it now, or in the master qualifier match or whatever. Dr. Harada is very skeptical of all of this.
I mean, it seems like other schools, everyone but our team has like teachers or guides that like play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and this team has like a very good player guiding.
See,
you know, like that seems like a big
the reason this
possible advantage.
This, like, this almost works for me, but then I remember that all of the player matchups are basically random. So it's like you can't really do this strategy matchup.
No. I mean, I'm sure some teams are just like, we're just gonna use the same.
Yeah, but we know that Chihaya's team doesn't do that. So
no.
It's just random. So like all
well,
of this being
they
a
have
master
they
plan
can
is
out.
Like it's not really. You kind of just got lucky.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, sports anime, they gotta add as many potential aspects of it as possible.
Yeah, I just don't know why
to the matches.
They like drew attention to that before. They literally have to make up like that Retro can do divination in a later episode to make it make sense.
That happened before.
But the fact that we have to like give this kid a superpower in order for this to like make sense is like very funny. Anyway, let's see. Nearby, Samira and Tsukuba are watching together. Tsukuba is absorbed in the match, but Samira is distraught that she can't get Taichi's attention. What the heck am I supposed to be doing here? She's like, it's been 2 months and these people, it's like super obvious that Taichi's just in love with Chihaya, but Chihaya basically just isn't paying attention to him. Why is he so hung up on her? We see their advisor show up to the match and the room is hot as hell. Taichi is riding the struggle bus in the heat and he gathers enough confidence eventually to ask for a towel. And immediately all the women who came to watch throw towels at him. And to his left, Chihaya has leaned over Satomu to hand him a towel too.
There's no way. I'm annoyed. I'm like, you're Chihaya, annoyed. Buzz off. You can't just like in this moment. You pay attention to him, but like, and then he's going to get his hopes up and then nothing.
Dude, she has like a big goofy grin on her face too. I'm like, you are such the mascot. I can't like not see.
Yes.
Like a goofy little mascot.
Taichi, pick someone better.
I mean, she's paying attention to him because they're playing the game. Like she still considers it a team game. And so she's like, oh, like we're a team. Like I got to support my teammates or whatever. And it's like, oh my God. He hesitates before taking the towel from Chihaya and then thanks everybody. Bro, she's not into you, dude. She's just doing this because you're on the team. This is heartbreaking. He's never going to.
Oh, God.
Samira, you have to save him. He thinks about how he's embarrassed to lose in front of everybody and how he'll have to push past that to get stronger. He starts playing better and focusing more on his game while calling things out to his teammates. Samira sees that Taichi has locked in after receiving Chihaya's towel and decides that, like, she's seen enough. I'm just gonna go do something else. She goes to scout the next round's opponents instead, because she's like, I gotta do something more useful than sit here and watch my crush be in love with someone else, which is so true. Incredibly true.
Yep.
Taichi starts to clean house and takes 5 cards in a row. It's now 1-6, so his opponent tries to do the tried and true strategy of lining up all of your cards and then just smacking them all at the same time. It works for a little while, but eventually Taichi is able to take one before she can hit the cards because he's kept track of all the dead cards with his wild-ass memory and then wins. After the match, Taichi returns the towels to the women and all the guys hate him for being popular. Taichi tries to return Samira's towel too, but she thinks that she'll have to watch out for Chihaya after all of this. Because it turns out Chihaya is kind of paying attention to Taichi, which is pretty conditional as to whether or not they're playing Karta.
Yep.
Chihaya looks at their like opponents. Chihaya looks at her, their next week's opponents, which is Retro's team, as we cut to credits.
Oh, right. Sorry. I was going to say, Taichi, he should just never have ran into Chihaya again. Better for him.
Just doomed from the premise of the show. He should have just not done that, you know? I'm like screaming at the screen, like, don't get off here. Stay on the train.
Don't understand.
Hang out with your lame girlfriend instead.
She's kind of annoying. I'm like, I don't understand the appeal. You can find an earnest girl who like isn't a lunatic at the same time.
But this episode's I mean, it's a Taichi episode, so I end up liking it, right? Like, you know, playing the individual match where he needs to like focus on his own stuff and not worry about everybody else's is pretty good. You know, that end up being the individual match is also a team match or whatever the other way around. I don't remember how they said it.
Yeah, we get a lot of Taichi time in these episodes. Yeah. So hopefully that means we're leading up to him like succeeding.
I can't believe his problem is that he's just unlucky. It's like, OK, not only does he not have that much talent, he's also unlucky. Like we're just making things as bad as possible for him.
You just have to believe in yourself, Taichi.
I guess. But it's very funny to be like, oh, he's just going to blame himself because he doesn't have luck. But it's like, what else are you supposed to do? You can't just like make yourself be luckier.
Yeah. Because he was so cocky as a kid, like, and now he's so not. I'm like, can we get like in the middle, like just a normal person who like believes in themselves? Okay.
Yep. Samira.
Taichi.
Again.
He's so
being
cute.
A champion. Sorry.
Yes. I'm rooting for her.
Oh yeah, she is easily the best. She's like, I can't believe that he's just in love with her and she just doesn't pay attention. I don't want to watch this. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to watch it either.
Yeah, that would be so awful to like experience watching it.
Oh man.
In person.
Yeah. God.
He needs like a dude friend who like is aware of the world around them and isn't just like in, you know, like spoofy characters like Nishida and Satomu, but like he needs a male Kana to like see what's happening and be like, hey man, you know, like you're doing, you know, he needs like a he needs a confidant.
Yeah, I mean he would, right? But I feel like that's why we can't get one. I feel like that's why all the guys have to be these like dopey little cartoony guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah, I mean that is true. That he needs like another mature adult only on the have team.
Yeah, there's only cartoony. It's like we have the two beautiful people in the club. And well, and Sumire is like a normal looking character, too. So we have three now. And then Kana kind of. And then the other two are super cartoony. So it's like, I mean, they do get serious moments despite being cartoony. But I don't know. They're all like casually friends, but he doesn't have like a someone to rely on.
They're not like staying up at night and talking about their feelings or like sharing secrets or anything. Yeah, we're not getting anything like
just
that.
Goddamn Karda. No. Yeah.
Why aren't we getting that? All three of these episodes are just tournament time.
Yeah.
I want them to hang out.
Yes.
Maybe next time.
Already compared to other sports animes, they get tons of time to spend time together compared to other sports.
Is that
sports
true?
Animes. So this is like,
how
yes.
can that be true? How is sports anime something there's people like? Who would like this?
Time to, like half an episode. It's always tied to sports. There's nothing that exists outside the sport.
I like had a thought.
Like it's.
I had a thought, which is like, you know, I was thinking through last episode or like last of our podcast episode, yep. And being like, okay, so nobody can explain why they like Karda, but it obviously has some draw. And at the end of these episodes, it's going to draw in everybody and everyone's going to be all on board. It's less operating mm-hmm. like a hobby or like an activity you just like to do. And it's operating more like a religion, you know, because it's like, oh, uh-huh. I don't really know what's fun about it, but you just got to do it. Like, you just got to keep doing it. You just got to keep committing to it. And that's like just kind of how it's operating in my mind now.
Well, we just need like normal people being playing. I just feel like no one's like a normal person.
No, and they're gonna get less normal the longer this goes.
Yeah.
All right, should we go to the episode 5?
Yeah.
Episode 5 is called Be As Dear Now, These Were the Good Old Days. We open on Retro's team. PSP Kid has been promoted to captain after Sudo left, and he's like, well, since the top two teams advance this year, I guess we don't really like matter if we win or not. And Retro's like, oh, come on, man. We got to avenge ourselves from last year. But PSP Kid is not convinced. But like, whatever. We got to play this game anyway. Also, Retro could do the divination, so we could just like do counter whatever their lineup is. We jump to Jihaya's team, where Nishida is like, well, we advance anyway, so I guess this game isn't that important. But then Jihaya says that if they're going to be undefeated from here on out, they can't lose. And Nishida's like, all right, fine. Anyway, hey, remember two episodes ago where Retro said he had a secret weapon? What's up with that? Nishida turns to look at Retro doing his divination and is surprised to see his sister is there with Retro. He remembers that she said that she got a boyfriend recently. Is it Retro? Is she dating Retro? Is this the secret weapon? This was pretty good.
Yes.
Did not come up as much as I thought it was going to in this episode, but it was still kind of funny.
No, yeah. Yeah. Minor details, but there's a slight payoff, I guess.
Sumire mentions that while she was watching the other match last episode, she overheard PSP Kid's plan, which is basically to try to beat Taichi and forget about Jihaya and Nishida. This pisses off Taichi, Satomu, and Kana. Because PSP Kid's like, we'll just line up our best guys against those three and just win.
Mm.
Taichi selects the order and Tsukaba tries changing it again. And Nishida's like, dude, what the hell? And they start arguing. Taichi has had enough, though. And he says that none of the guys can start their sentences with but anymore. His mom made him do that. And now they have to do that, too, because it forces you to make better excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And be less cartoony. Their opponents have two Class A players, including a new first year, and the rest are all Class B. Man, having an actual teacher, sir, is useful, huh? It's crazy how everybody else has coaches, and we just are, like, five people. Actually, we're, like, seven people now. They start calling the, like, player assignments. We see Retro's team order is not correct, because clearly Retro has sabotaged it. The player assignments are called out, and no one is against who they thought they'd be against, except Retro, who's up against Taichi. Essentially, what Retro did is put them, like, their top five in order against the other team's top five in order. So it's all straight matchups. PSP Kid yells at Retro, and Retro admits that he wanted to beat them in a fair fight, not taking advantage of his ESP. They all get into a little argument that's broken up by the sudden appearance of Sudo. He's not here to watch, though. He's here to be the reader. Sudo's back. Haven't we missed him?
Your favorite character.
Being like, God
ever.
Damn it. I can't believe this guy's. Need to get rid of some of these guys. The guys in this show are not good. Let me just say that.
Truly. Tai Chi and Arata are like the only.
I don't even like Arata that much.
Well, they're like the only detailed drawn character, male characters in this show. And honestly, I don't know. Is it like.
I like.
Yeah, those three are like the only good looking characters in the entire world in this show. It's crazy. No, Shinobu looks cool too, I guess. I'm like, not many characters get the detail.
Guy characters that I like in this show. Tai Chi. Dr. Harada.
Yeah.
I guess Harada's okay. And Satomu's okay. There we go. Bad. Bad lineup. Bad guy lineup.
Yeah.
It's not feeling very shoujo to me, you know?
That's true. Well, I guess it's all about the three.
Is it all about the three, or is it about mostly the two? And then, like, we see like a 5-second scene with Arata in every like two episodes.
Well, I feel like the author is like Team Chihaya Arata, and then like Tai Chi is the champion of the people. Like, we all love him, and it's, I feel like it's just not going to work out for him.
Well, we'll see how this game works out for him. Retro's team is feeling the pressure from their old team leader, Sudo, being right behind them as he reads these out. Chihaya's coach gives their team all Kasuki, which are like this little band you can wrap around your shoulders to give your arms for your movement in their clothes. Chihaya is like, wow, our coach might not know anything about this game, but she's still trying to look out for us, which is nice. That's cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tai Chi thinks about how Retro has been in the same boat as him since being stuck in Class B. They both have been to a lot of tournaments together and haven't won. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, well, she says like, oh, I put the finishing touches on these just now. I'm like, what do you mean? They are just straps. What finishing touch did you put?
I don't know. Maybe there's probably something special about them.
There's no cute like embroidery or anything.
I mean, they're purely functional.
Yes.
We see that PSP kid is up against Chihaya. The game starts and she starts losing. Nishida's opponent is the Class A first year, who's also pretty good. In better news, Kana is doing surprisingly well because Sudo is a very precise reader, and we get backstory about Sudo learning to be a reader. And basically, to sum it up, if you understand a reader, you can beat any opponent, basically, which is what the current master does. You know, if you can, like, figure out how they read the cards, you should do that. So Sudo became a reader to do that. I don't care about Sudo's backstory, but this was, like, you know, 3 minutes of screen time or something.
Mm-hmm.
Chihaya is still struggling. She keeps dwelling on her mistakes and practices cards that just got taken away. Retro team clearly has the advantage because they're all used to Sudo reading, except for Kana, who's doing really, really well at it. So that's not great. Their coach thinks about how Karuta is an equal opportunity game where gender, size, and age don't matter. This kind of comes out of nowhere, but it's true, I guess.
Yeah.
Is it true? I guess it's true. Sure.
I mean, there's probably advantages to like having longer arms and stuff, but basically, like, you can make up for those differences. Like, this is like a sport where it's like a girl doesn't stand a chance, you know. Because it's more strategic. There's so many components to it rather than just like athleticism.
This is the thing that messes me up, though, where it's like, oh, this is a game where like gender and age and that stuff doesn't matter, except we separate off the best card of players by gender, and all of the best players are like below the age 25. So
that's true. That's
is any
true.
Of that
well,
true?
I mean, Arata's grandpa was like
that's
a master
true.
For
you know
a while,
what?
I think, when he was
that's
older.
True.
Yeah.
So, I guess we just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Nishida's game ends with him losing by 13 cards, which is a massive upset, and now Chihaya's team is in a bind. Nishida says he was distracted by his opponent's weird hairpin, which, like, wasn't even that weird, and also by the fact that his sister was there cheering for his opponents, which was pretty weird, so I'll give him that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, because he's been like, he hasn't really gotten a lot of like focus on him, but he's just kind of there to count as like a win for the team.
Yep.
Reliably. So at least this is something different.
Yeah, losing.
Yes.
Tai Chi surveys the field. Kana's match is neck and neck, and Chihaya is losing by 5 cards. That's not good. Tai Chi's match is also close, so things are looking pretty bad for them. Chihaya tries to assess the situation. She is not fast enough to beat her opponent on speed alone. Because why couldn't she? Why was she not winning on speed alone again?
Well, because Dr. Hirata is like, don't take cards with your speed. Kind of like a task for her, a challenge to like develop different skills rather than just that, because she would like make a lot of mistakes and stuff doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so like for the last, right, I think they say in the next episode, like the last 9 months, she's been trying to be a more like well-balanced player. And so, but now she's got to kick it into high gear.
Yeah.
And pull out that her old hat trick.
Right. So now she needs to lean into her strength of listening and speed. And then she takes the car as we cut to credits. So she's just like holding back this whole time. I was like, not really. I wasn't really sure why she was losing so badly.
Maybe she's in her mind. She's like, oh, we're both going to the next level anyway. So I don't know. Basically, it seems like she's treating it like a practice round rather than like in a competition that her team relies on her. So it's kind of a little selfish, like, you know, like, don't do that right now. Focus on the match you're in and not like, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, she was like, she's like, you know, she's like practicing after each one and everyone's like, oh, it sounds like you're not taking this seriously. But I don't really like, is that not taking it seriously? Yeah. I don't know.
Basically. We have PSP Kid makes a comment and Dr. Harada agrees, but basically she should be like focused in like in the match she's currently playing and like working towards the next card and not just like dwelling on the card she just lost.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
That seems like a more like she's analyzing the game as she's playing it versus like doing that after the fact.
Yeah, that feels like,
because then it's like you're distracting yourself from proceeding.
I guess that just kind of like, it doesn't feel like a thing that Chihaya does. It feels like a thing that Tai Chi does.
That's true.
Whatever. I guess she was doing it here. I don't know. I was just kind of confused as to like what changed, because it's like all of a sudden she started doing better because she's like, I'm turning on hearing mode. Super hearing mode activate.
We also get like an freaking guy talking about Kana's chest.
Oh, I forgot about
her.
That. Yeah. PS
Booby Girl. I'm like, this is like harassment. Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah, the this tournament's full of like creepy guys. It's pretty bad.
Yes. My God. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't have that many more things to say about this episode. I still don't like Retro's team.
Yeah.
No. We didn't get to learn anything. Okay, is the first year the secret weapon? What's the secret weapon?
Okay, that's what I was thinking, right? The secret weapon is, well, there's three different possibilities. It's the new Class A freshman. It's the fact that Nishida's sister is there. Or, I think they have where their teacher told them if they win, he'll take them to like Yakitori, or they'll take them to like a big meat dinner or something,
food.
which is always like the incentive in sports anime where it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna get, you know, barbecue after this, we gotta do it, guys, kind
of
thing.
I don't feel like any of those things are a secret weapon. I feel like the first year, the new player is the only one that could be.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to see his game.
And there's no focus on him.
It's just like he wears kind of a weird hairpin and destroys Nishida, essentially. So I don't even know what he did.
Yes.
Okay.
I will say the good thing about this show is that, like, in a lot of sports anime, there's, you know, like, each team you play has distinct characters and you learn. And then, like, one match is, like, you know, half a season or something. But then you get all the backstory of all these players on the other team, which, like, I think is a good thing here that we don't do that, because we don't have any, like a lot of time with any of the teams, even if we play with them again. Like, we're very brief, like, backgrounds on them, and then we get to move on. It's not like it's taking up a ton of time. They're not making the opening credits scene, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But it's like it kind of works and it kind of doesn't, because it still does it, right? Like, because last episode we had, like, oh, the weird girl is, we get, like, a little flashback, but it's so generic and nothing. I'm like, why is this even here?
Yep.
So it's like,
yeah, well, just imagine it was even more
bad. Well,
or you think it'd be better,
like,
if there was more time with it.
I feel like you should either have something to say and make it interesting, or just not do it. And it's like, it's still kind of doing it. I mean, you're saying it's like, oh yeah, this thing that sucks, it's not doing it that much, which is good. But like, you just don't have to do the thing that sucks. It is my opinion. I'm like, you don't have to give us backstory on this stuff. Mm. But I don't know. I don't. This is why I don't like sports anime. Maybe people like this. People like the bad backstories of characters that don't matter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, last episode.
Episode six is called Jusette, the Tatsuta River Ablaze. We open on the game. Chihaya is starting to take cards again, and she can hear the intonation of the first syllable that Sudo is reading and guess the card, because that's how she is good at taking cards quickly. And Sudo figures out that she's doing this because he's Mr. Learn the Reader guy now. We are reminded through a montage that this is Chihaya's strength. They, like, recap us from last season of, like, hey, remember that one time Satomu tells her that she has 20 first syllable cards or whatever, and it's cute? Well, that still matters. PSP Kid is starting to fall apart as Chihaya equalizes the match. So PSP Kid starts playing really defensively. We jump to Satomu's game where he's wearing his opponent down. Last year, he got stomped by this guy by 15 cards, but this time he's doing way better. And Satomu takes against him even when he was covering a card. So that's how good we're doing, which is great. Because, like,
yeah, I like the shout out to, like, the progress he's made by facing against the same player.
Especially because, like, earlier in the tournament, it's always like, oh, it's like 3-2 or something. Like, Satomu and Kana are not just, like, winning their matches normally anyway. Still.
Well, I think they just don't count on it. We just didn't super see, like, maybe there was a match or two where they got, like, 4 instead of just 3.
Yeah, but they haven't had any, like, triumphs yet.
It's not
yet.
Like when you, yeah, true. Right? Because I guess we haven't seen, I'm assuming each person plays through their entire match, even if it's been determined that your team is going to lose because 3 people on your team already lost.
Yeah,
it's not like
you
then end your game. You, like, finish it out. Yeah. Oh, yep. I don't know where I was going with that thought.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I guess you could just start throwing at the end if you don't care. Let's see. We're down to the last few cards, but all 4 are still playing. And Nishida's like, uh-oh, this is bad, because if it comes down to luck of the draw, we're only going to win 2 out of 4, which means we're going to lose. It comes down to luck of the draw in all the matches. Retro's team starts moving their cards around to quote unquote split their cards. And what this means is that half of their team has one of the cards and the other two have the other half. So if either card gets red, they should win 2 out of the 4 games, which will let them win the match. They spent a lot of time explaining this incredibly specific scenario. So that means Chihaya's team will have to take at least 1 card from their opponent, which is basically impossible, in order to win. Chihaya realizes this at the last moment and looks over to see Nishida blaming himself. Chihaya starts practicing swings to take from her opponent, and then Taichi joins in, and he, in his head, goes over all of the remaining dead cards, and there's 1 duplicate in the remaining dead cards. Retro sees this and thinks, so hard about blocking Taichi that when the next card is red, he taps his card while defending it and faults losing the match. So now it's back to luck again because there's 3 and it's 2-1. PSP Kid tries to get in on it and starts practicing his swings too, because he's like, uh-oh, I might have to take Chihaya's card and I can't just be defensive. The final card is...
Practice swings are so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Sorry. Taichi points it out in season 1, but I'm like, that's so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That's like, there's this thing in paintball where, like, I never did it because I was like, what the hell are you guys doing? But they would, like, hold their arm out, like, and, like, pretend it was the scope of their, or the barrel of their paintball gun. I was like, oh, you guys look so weird. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Shadow boxing. But it's swiping cards.
Yeah.
The final card is red. Kana takes and then wins. Satomu's opponent takes and wins, and he loses. And Chihaya and PSP Kid both try to tap his card on his side. None of the spectators can tell who tapped the card first. And PSP Kid says he took it first, but Chihaya says that they did it at the same time. And technically that means that the person whose side it's on wins, so she loses. After the match, Sudo asks PSP Kid if their team was the strongest, and he says no. He only moved because Chihaya did, and it was kind of just a luck anyway that he won. And Sudo uses that to encourage them, I guess. Chihaya tells him that that was a fun match, and then they all go home. Sumire breaks off from the group, and we see Sumire, Tsukaba, and his brothers join the Karada Society. Because religion, baby. Take First Communion. Chihaya and Taichi board the train together. Chihaya gets an email from Arata asking if she had fun at the high school regional. She starts crying and thinks that this was the most fun she's had yet, as we cut to credits.
Okay, I mean, because, right, first season, it's Nishida gets Kana and Satomu to go to his society. So at least this time, Dr. Harada's getting some new disciples.
I guess that's true. Good for him. Uh-huh. They spend a lot of time this match describing splitting your cards, a thing that can only happen in a team game in which multiple people go down to the final two card. This is just a scenario that almost never happens, right? They're acting like this is such like a known strategy. And I'm like, when would this ever happen?
Yeah.
It's so unlikely.
Well, that's true, because I'm trying. Is it... Because, right, we've only seen team matches in, like, the school system. Are there team matches outside of the school system? Or once you're not in school, there's no opportunity for team matches anymore? Because then it's like, those kind of matches wouldn't be broadcast, so people would never see that scenario happen.
I don't know. I don't know.
Weird. And then, of course, Tai Chi and Chihaya, and then she starts crying after freaking Arata.
Oh my god, she cries. She's like, I got an email from Arata, and Tai Chi's doing his, like, sad boy look, where it's like the hair is covering his eyes, and he's like, read it. just get wrecked, kid.
Well, basically, I think she's crying because she's, you know, a little discouraged that they lost when she wanted to win. But also, girl, then you should have been playing to win in your match and not playing to learn or pay attention.
Yep.
Right, Tai Chi learns the lesson of it, like, it's an individual match, but it's a team match and blah, blah, blah. But Chihaya, like, is super the opposite, where he's worried about the others and she, like, doesn't look at them at all.
So there we go. That's the end of this
there
episode.
We
How do we feel about it?
I mean, it's fine. They don't have to. Well, now I'm like, if they don't bring a trophy, is old geezer from the last episode's going to be like looking into their club because they didn't get another win? It's like, oh, they didn't win this time and they don't have members. Now we can super shut them down.
I don't feel like that plot point's ever going to come up again.
Okay. You think?
No, I feel like that's such a like cliffhanger that didn't really matter.
Pay off. Yeah. Well, I guess hopefully Sumire starts getting good. I feel like last year it was like we had team matches and then the following day was individual matches for high school, but that didn't happen this time.
I mean, they could just, because the high school matches were by class, right? Next time?
Yes, the individual matches are by class.
So maybe, I don't know.
But also,
because it has to happen. Because
can you rank up from winning a school one?
No.
Or is it only in, right? Yeah. Okay. Good lord.
So maybe it was. Maybe they just cut to the next individual match, and that's why it was confusing.
Or maybe I just misremember. Right. What? Basically, I'm guessing the next episode is going to be everyone's, training whatever. What can be the other component to that? Maybe some Sumire making moves on Tai Chi, or I don't know, because it has to be something other than just training. We can't immediately
we gotta have a fucking training arc. Come on, this is the only time in an anime I'm asking
There's
for a training
be a
arc.
Full blown.
They gotta hang out. They gotta go to summer camp. Dr. Harada's summer camp. We're all gonna.
Well, because what did they lose? They lost something that then they trained afterwards for. Because it wasn't because they won this tournament last year. So what is it that they did that they made?
I don't know. You're asking me to remember
or
season
maybe
one.
There's not okay. Well,
this is a long time ago.
We'll just find out.
Yeah, they got it. This show has to do some character work now. We did the tournament. We did it.
Yeah, and we're only on
episode six.
This is episode
that's
six.
You know, that's
so.
Fine. Whatever. Rematching with a bunch of characters that I don't care about and don't matter. But we did it. That's great. Satomu and Kana are just as good as those guys are now, so that's good. So, great. I need them to have actual interpersonal drama soon that needs to happen. Hey, when Shinobu saw like a shadow vision of Arata? What's going on there? When's that going to come up again?
Yeah, because maybe we'll get more time with him where he's like,
I hope so.
We learn what his request for his parents is, which I'm guessing is to move to Tokyo.
I hope so.
so that he can be a character in the show. But then Tai Chi's going to be devastated.
Let's watch Tai Chi be devastated.
Oh, no. No.
Pick we love
Tai Chi. We want the bad. No.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think I have any other opinions about points about this.
So that's our coverage of Chiaia Furu season 2, episodes 4 through 6. Next time we'll do 7 through 9. We could do 4 episodes if we wanted. No, you're just like looking up at your ceiling like,
I have to watch. Like, I have to do the summaries for all of these basically tomorrow. So we're just going to do 3 again. We can maybe switch to 4.
Okay.
I'm looking up at my ceiling because I'm just like, oh my God.
We got through it.
So this is your favorite show.
We got through it. You guys can...
This is one of your favorite shows. Is it still one of your favorite shows after we watched through it?
I like watching it. Sports anime does have like a lot of things missing that I like, but also like it gets me hyped. So I just enjoy like Haikyuu. I like, when I'm watching it, that like I get like this excitement level that I don't get in like a lot of other animes. But so I think it's just better for like binging than it is to analyze. It's not holding up under our criticisms, but I do love watching
it. I feel like it's not only that. I feel like every episode we come back and you hate Chihaya a little more.
I
feel like you really don't like her. Because even like when she's being endearing in these episodes, I'm like, that's kind of cute. But you're like, God, Chihaya, just play the game. Stop being such a weird little freak.
Oh, God. Yeah, I get, I've been like critical. Is she the protagonist I've been the most critical of, probably?
I feel like it's not even close.
I mean, I freaking hate Marie Antoinette. That's true. But
she's not really. The show kind of also hates Marie Antoinette, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. What's her? Misaki is just like a nothing person.
She's just like a nice kid.
I guess I'm very particular because there's like a lot of series where I don't like the protagonist because I'm like, oh, I don't want the like, I'm a loser and become better over time. I want someone who's like badass by just default. Out the
gate. I was born different.
I want like a protagonist that I like, and then we get to go along with them for the ride, and the ride isn't becoming a person that I end up liking. Like, I want them to be likable. Yeah,
you want them to start as a person,
and then we see them in scenarios. A normal person, please. Yeah. I guess.
This is not.
I'm just impatient, maybe.
This is not a show about normal
character
people.
Development.
Let me tell you.
Super duper not. But I like adore Tai Chi so much.
The only guy who's kind of normal is Tai Chi, and he just gets like wrecked every episode. It's like he's either losing games, or Chihaya is like crying about errata in front of him, or...
Well, I guess he's winning in a lot of ways where it's like, okay, he's well off, his family's well off, he's good looking, he's smart, popular, girls like him, so he's got like a lot going for him. It's just that none of the things that he wants are like fulfilled by those things, which I guess is good, like makes him more likable, but also it's like if he had everything, then...
I mean, Tai Chi's great when he's like sad and pathetic. That's why I like him. Get wrecked, Tai Chi, every episode. Every time he's like something bad, I'm like, yeah, Tai Chi's sad. Woo!
Well, I know at least our rankings for Chihaya Furu will change after we finish just from the last.
Can we just make Sumire the main character?
Sprinting to the top.
She just become the main POV character, please.
She's already applied to be the shoujo protagonist. No. Well, hopefully we get more time with her.
Well, in the meantime,
and
rate us 5 stars on your podcast platform. Send us emails if you have emails. If you want to nominate somebody else as the main character of this show, email us at shoujopod@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did we learn anything?
And split your cards,
it feels like this is not a thing you'd ever, like, today we're going to learn about splitting cards, guys, in a scenario that will almost never happen.
Well, it's not even like every episode is a, like, Monster of the Wink format where we learn something new, but
It's just like, I don't know.
And will this ever come up again?
It's just really goofy to be like, and they all four matches go to the final card, the luck draw. And I'm like, really? All four of them? Nobody ever just like won two in a row?
At least Taichi won his, man.
That's true. He just faked them out. That's pretty good.
Turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I learned anything.
Ah.
If your sister starts dating somebody, maybe you should learn their name so you're not just caught off guard. Maybe you should care about who your sister's dating.
Yes. How old is your, I'm like, how much younger is your sister? And how old is Retro? Is he like too old to be dating her? Like, I don't know. Like, cause if she was like a year below Nishida, she would be a first year too. I don't know. Maybe she's just like a very unimportant plot device.
I mean, if she's 1 year, well, that's 1 year whatever. Difference.
Nothing. I know that's true, but I feel like if that was the case, we would see her. And she doesn't like Karda. Like,
how'd they even meet?
What? I don't know.
I need the meet cute. What happened?
We saw her. She was just in like the. She was like the little, right? Because we had like the one random ass bonus, like just little shorts.
Yeah, the recap episode.
And she was like in that. And that's the introduction of her. So she wasn't even actually like in the canon parts of the first season.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep. Do that.
That's fine. We didn't learn anything.
Figure out who your sister's dating. In advance.
Yeah. Yes. Care about your family.
Nishida. Is why you lost so bad at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
That and swirly hairpins.
All right. Yep. Well, okay. Thanks for joining us for this episode, guys. And catch us next week when we talk more Chihaya Furu, Joe's favorite. You're just gonna hear him get more and more excited about our coverage.
I need Shinobu to show up.
You can
Where
just
is
tell.
She?
Yes, we do. We do
I'm
need
on
our
Shinobu
cool characters.
Watch. That's, I'm forever on Shinobu Watch. Where is she? Why is she not in this scene?
We need more
Every
snowman
scene,
stuff.
I'm going to ask where Shinobu is and why she isn't here.
He has to be the mysterious rival. Yep. God, okay, whatever. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye.